What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with y'all for rolling this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. Love being with you. Love knowing that the Eagles are in the Super Bowl in a mere 9 days. We are getting closer. Yeah, I mean, kind of starting to feel it. Extra more. I'll put it that way. Next week, obviously, even more. But we're getting closer. Eagles practiced yesterday. Brandon Graham practiced. Limited participant, but he practiced. He was out there. He felt good afterwards. We'll tell you about that. Look, we'll cover it all today, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
The Statue of Liberty's mouth is 3 feet wide.
3 feet wide. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess
it doesn't seem it doesn't seem that big, does it? Like I think that's a little smaller than I would have expected.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
And then I looked at a picture of the mouth, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's a small width.
What's what? That's a yard. Is 3 feet a yard?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Indeed. Wow. Very, very good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me. Very, very good at math. Numbers are my thing.
Hello, Devin. How are you?
Hello.
John, you good?
I think so.
Rhea, you good? Everybody good?
Absolutely.
Seltzer, you ready to rock and roll on a football Friday that's not a traditional football Friday because it's a we got to wait one more week football Friday?
You're damn right, buddy. How about this? We get to wait one more week because we're in the Super Bowl and we should revel in it.
You feeling it, James?
Every morning I've woken up this week and I felt it. Like, it's different. Like, I pop out of bed and I'm like, man, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. This is so freaking cool. That's how I feel every morning.
So, look, let's roll with you here today at 215-592-9494. We've obviously touched on the game any number of times this week. But this week it was a lot about looking back to the NFC Championship game and to a certain extent the whole season. John, let's put the game up ahead on the table today to start. You know, I'll just ask everyone at 215-592-9494 for an early look ahead of the game. Obviously, on a football Friday, we typically look ahead to the game. Now, this happens to be the variety. We got to wait one more week, and that's fine. But let's put it on the table. Early thoughts on the game, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you sense about what's up ahead with the Eagles, the Chiefs, Super Bowl 59. John, what are your thoughts off the cuff?
I am so looking forward to being the new best team in the world. I'm jumping the gun a little bit. It's hard for me to hold back. I have to actually remind myself, hey, if you let yourself feel it all, you'll be so exhausted and blown out by game time that you won't be worth a lick. So that really is what they used to tell the young guys, you know, playoff time. Yeah. Hey, guys, rein it in. It's Tuesday. We have install yet to do. You know, we've got a lot left. Every step of the way, you can lose your mind because it is bigger and better and more exciting than ever before. But we have this really does mark an interesting point in the NFL, I think.
In what sense?
I think in a bigger sense, you look at the dynasty that was the Chiefs, and I do.
That was the Chiefs. Look at you putting an end to the dynasty. Look at that.
I'm just saying.
Past tense.
Look at look at what Howie has built on the defensive side. Look at what Howie has provided skill-wise on the offensive side for this young quarterback. The only thing that I'm concerned about is after this game, our offensive coordinator is probably going to go be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So who's the new offensive coordinator? That is concerning. I don't know what that's going to look like, but man, it feels great that this team is about to prove to everyone that we are that next team of worth. That this head coach is about to prove to a lot of people who doubted. Remember, this is a guy who has not been mentioned in the coach of the year conversation.
Ironically, neither does Andy, which is just mind-boggling.
And Andy,
he's in the Belichick category. He never gets
He's the Tom Brady,
the guy who
got it so many times. No one even considers him. The Michael Jordan.
Right. He went 15-1 in games they tried. And it's like, no, you're not coach of the year. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, we have a quarterback who is about to prove himself, too. We have a head coach and a quarterback who are underappreciated, probably, you know, not just across the country, but in his fan base hometown, in his city. We have a lot of questions about two guys in main spots, and I think this is their opportunity to seize the day. This is Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. This is the, you know, carpe diem where you go and you beat the best, and then you become
You know,
the
John,
best.
I thought Sirianni was outcoached in the last game. I didn't think Jalen was outplayed by Mahomes. I'm talking 2 years ago. But I did think Sirianni was outcoached a bit by Andy.
When I think about the orbit motion and the lack of adjustment, I mean, that's just like a very tactile demonstration
and
of
I needed him
to
go,
being outcoached.
I needed Nick to go for that fourth down. And it was fascinating yesterday, first time ever, we heard someone from the organization at that stage, Jason Kelce now in retirement, essentially say, and he kind of just slipped it in there, that he senses that Sirianni regrets not having gone for that fourth down in the fourth quarter. So
Well, I mean, in just over a week's time, I look forward to the shift in perception that's going to take place for Jalen Hurts, for Nick Sirianni, for this team. The Eagles are taking over now, not the Chiefs any longer, and we're going to forcefully take over. And this is it's our time to take the mantle.
Well, I love it. I love it. Look, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in on what you're thinking and feeling about this game. So here's where I'm at. And it's really not any different than where I was on Monday or Tuesday. I feel pretty good. I really do. I will say what I've said all week. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. You know, two things that really stand out to me, difference makers from 2 years ago. And I think they are the two most defining elements that for most people say this team, the Eagles, better than 2 years ago. The defense is better, and I thought the defense 2 years ago was really good, but I mean, this is a different level defense. 2 years ago, they feasted on bum quarterbacks to get to statistical greatness. This year, yeah, they face some bum quarterbacks, but they face better quarterbacks. And I just believe in...
We made quarterbacks bum quarterbacks.
Well,
that's
right.
Like, we made good quarterbacks look like bums, even though they were good.
Yeah, like, here's why I put it. Like, Avante Maddox, okay, decent 2 years ago. Cooper DeJean, way better. T.J. Edwards...
Oh, my gosh. Joe, that's the biggest thing. It's a major upgrade at major...
Right.
But like pressure points.
Well, okay, but
look at a defense like a human body, and you've got certain pressure points that must hold up, that must be stronger than the rest. Like your I don't know, this right arm must be the strongest right arm. Like, that's Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, no, in a lot of ways they're just better. I mean, Bawn is better than T.J. Edwards, and I liked T.J. Edwards. Bawn has a chance to be the defensive player of the year. I'm certain Jalen Carter is better at this stage than Fletcher Cox at that stage. Certain.
Joe, now, he doesn't have a chance to be the defensive player of the year. What he did this year, he played like the defensive player of the year at a position that he'd never played before, which is unheard of and unprecedented.
It's wild.
And we got to witness that.
No,
it was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
A guy who had this unbelievable blend of skills that made him this crazy hybrid linebacker, and no one even knew.
Yep.
That guy runs like a wide receiver, but he hits like a linebacker, hits like a truck. This guy is an albatross, and they knew how to use him.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Now, look, I'd say the biggest drop-off on the defense is the edge rusher. You don't have the Hassan Reddick presence. You just don't. Now, do I think the Chiefs may have taken advantage of Hassan Reddick in the game by running at him, and we know Hassan was limited, of course, neutralized by the field? Absolutely. But, I mean, we can't ignore Hassan Reddick was a force that year. They don't have that. But Jalen Carter is at this stage better than Fletcher was at that stage. So defense is better. Here's the other thing. Saquon Barkley. I mean, Saquon Barkley.
Enough said, right?
You know what I mean? So those two elements, you want to talk about pressure points, those two elements give me – but here's the irony. So I'm gonna flip this around for a second and give you some irony. I'm actually – while I do think the Eagles will win the Super Bowl, I am – actually not as confident as I was at this stage 2 years ago. And I think that what happened 2 years ago for me was a lesson in two different things. And I'm curious if this resonates with you. And, of course, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. One is to not overassume that our team just gets it done, which I just will be honest with you. I've done it many times as a Philadelphia sports fan. I didn't do it in 01. I wasn't like, oh, Sixers are definitely going to beat the Lakers. Like, that would be foolishness. But there have been plenty of times in my life where I have, just based on having seen our team every game and known that the magic carpet ride was on in the playoffs, said, yeah, I think my team's going to get it done in the championship round. And then, let's be real, more often than not, haven't in our lives. We know that. So there was a lesson for me in that regard 2 years ago. The other lesson I'll say is just never underestimate Patrick Mahomes. Just don't do it. Like, he is closer to Jordan and Gretzky than he is to, like, Magic Johnson, if that makes sense. That, like, he is closer to the absolute top
Magic
of Johnson
all time. Magic Johnson was pretty awesome.
Well, that's
kind of a weird one.
No, but my point is Mahomes...
Mahomes is the best quarterback who ever played
football.
He
may be the greatest football player of all time. So yeah. I'm just saying, while I feel good about the Eagles' chances, I'm just putting it out there. Like, don't just assume. And I think that's fair and reasonable. Because, look, if Mahomes wasn't Mahomes 2 years ago, Eagles wouldn't have won. I mean,
he's the best quarterback to ever play football.
Eagles
and he's still playing. Yeah. He's playing at his peak.
Yeah.
And he's being coached by the best coach to ever coach football.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but he's up there. All right, look, your phone calls on all of it. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What do you sense about what's up ahead? The Eagles and the Chiefs, Super Bowl 59, obviously now 9 days from now. Oh, boy, Super Bowl 59, 9 days. Good morning to you. Show to camera, John Ritchie. You know, Flyers making a trade there. I'll tell you this. One thing I think that's been strange for a lot of us as Flyers fans and hockey fans is we're not used to thinking in terms of the NHL draft. Like, we know football players from college. We know basketball players from college. When I hear the Flyers are dumping players for draft picks as they're going to miss the playoffs again, in all likelihood, I don't even know how to assess it because I don't even, you know, none of us, you know, I mean, what do we know about NHL draft? But anyway, they're going to try to stock up for the future. And I guess it makes some sense when they're not good enough in the present. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Eagles 9 days out from the game. Let's get to Jim in Belmar. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Indeed.
Happy Friday, Jim.
Yeah, we got all the anticipation going on, and I'm loving it, to be honest with you.
We definitely need to continue to remind ourselves to enjoy it and watch and learn and just take it all in. And for everything that there's not a whole lot of drama right now. Even like this late in the season, the drama normally comes from, I don't know, someone's unhappy here or there. Like, this is we are in a very glorious, sunshiny field of happiness right now.
Heck,
and
yeah,
we're healthy.
Yeah, we got the buildup going on. You're thinking positive things. You can see the challenge coming, and you know that you can take it. I love it.
Yep, and it really does feel like we have shown, just in our very last performance, scoring 55, and, you know, the way our defense has looked, that we are playing our best football at the right time on both sides.
Yep. Exactly. You're clicking on all cylinders. You're ready for the game.
Yep.
And, yeah, you can see the challenge. It's kind of curious that we should be talking, you and me, today, John, because normally Joe takes this over. But I want to. Yeah, usually you.
Hey, buddy. I'm right here, man. I'm lurking. You know, I'm like Asante Samuel.
Yeah, he
would try to get a quarterback to throw the ball his way, but he'd act like he wasn't paying attention. And bang, interception, pick six. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good there, Joe. Part of the team. Love him.
Afraid to tackle always over there, Asante Samuel.
I wasn't an Asante guy. I just thought he was an example of a lurking cornerback. But anyway, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, so the reason that I call it, I saw for 2 reasons. Number one, Dave Burks. That's number one. Number two, John Ritchie, you are a guitar player, and I called you about a week ago. And I'm a guitar player. And I was thinking there's 3 songs that epitomize what Saquon Barkley has done this year, which would be Born to Run, Running Down a Dream, or Run, Run, Saquon.
Yeah.
Like,
look at you.
Kind of a thing.
Look at you,
what was
Jim?
The first one?
Born to Run.
Oh, Born to Run. Yeah, yeah, great. Wow.
Yeah, Born
that
to
sure
Run.
That sure does
running down the
capture
dream
things.
Yeah. So I was wondering. Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about, you know.
All right, Jim. Good call. Good call, my man. If his phone was a little better, maybe we'd go a little longer.
You sounded like the Charlie Brown teacher there.
A little bit. Let's talk to LeVert, Erie Avenue. Good morning, LeVert.
Good morning, EAGLES, Eagles.
All good, but I just need a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it. You sound like you're in a library, man.
You want more?
Yeah, I want more. Do it again. You're not in a library. You're in the 700 level DeVette. Go ahead.
EAGLES, Eagles!
That's how you do, LeVert! It's like the hammer bang! Coming up in an hour. Hey. Bang!
Seriously, LeVert, if that was in you, that was incredible, man. If that was in you, why was it like that the first time?
Because I haven't had any coffee yet.
Yes.
It's six, the best possible answer I
get. It's 6:20 a.m.
I get it. Yeah.
All right, LeVert, what do you got for us, pal?
I'm just ready, man. I can't wait. It's like this is taking too long, man.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Right now, we're right on the precipice of becoming the greatest team in the world. You know, it doesn't have to happen right now. We got, 10 days?
I love that you act like it's a foregone conclusion, John. You're an example. You're a part of the problem sometimes. You really are. Like, I think they're going to win, but I need a little more, like, Mahomes might. I mean, because he might.
Mahomes is really good. Mahomes is the best quarterback to ever play football. But we are the best team. We are the best group. We are going to just smush people. That's what we do.
All right. LeVert, talk to me.
Do you remember the Heinz commercials?
Yes.
It's just keeping me waiting. Anticipation, man. This is just too much.
Heinz, you know, do they still do the glass bottles for Heinz ketchup? Because I haven't seen a glass.
Really?
No, it's plastic.
Wow.
Well, restaurants have
Yeah, just
glass.
A restaurant, I guess.
Restaurants,
but,
yeah.
And all you got to do is hit the 57. And it just
which
it's
I
not
never
that
found,
easy.
Yeah, it is. I never found it that easy.
You guys
you
are
hit
crazy.
The 57.
Joe's correct.
No, it works.
It's Joe is correct. That easy. Joe is correct.
I know I'm correct. LeVert, have you ever hit the 57 and bang?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It floods
definitely.
Out.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to be careful.
Flood out.
Yeah, sometimes too much.
Well,
all right, LeVert, good call, pal.
Depends how much is in the bottle.
Well, maybe you're not strong enough, John. You know everything about that? Maybe my hit of the 57 is stronger than your hit of the 57.
You're right.
Just saying.
It's possible.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't deal with Ray Lewis. But
I was a small child when I last hit the 57.
All right. Maybe. Hey, by the way, we have a very cool prize to give away today. Not only is it a Devontae Smith jersey, it is a Devontae Smith Kelly Green Eagles jersey on the line today. A Devontae Smith, Kelly Green Eagles jersey. Now, here's how you get to win the prize today. So a happy birthday goes out, I think, for most of us, certainly back when he played. And one of our favorite baseball players, he was never a Phil, but everybody loved Nolan Ryan. I mean, other than Robin Ventura, who didn't love Nolan Ryan, right? So it's Nolan's birthday today, the Ryan Express. Getting up there a little bit in age, by the way, but happy birthday to Nolan, who obviously had some mind-boggling elements to his, you know, performance through the years, most notably the strikeouts and the no-hitters. I mean, 7 no-hitters, over 5,000 strikeouts, blew away in both categories all-time baseball history, blew everybody away. I mean, no one else had 5,000 strikeouts. No one else had even more than 4 no-hitters. It was mind-blowing. Today, I'll ask you in honor of the great Nolan Ryan and some of his accomplishments at 215-592-9494, in addition to everything about the Eagles game, what blows your mind? Open-ended question. You can take it in any direction you want. Obviously, this can go in, a million directions.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to just tell you one I'm taking off the board because I feel the need to, because I think it is essentially unbeatable. Anything and everything to do with outer space. Mm. I mean, I'm just telling you, like, there's, to me, the top 1 million mind-blowing things are all some form of outer space facts. I mean, I saw something the other day. You can travel to speed of light for blank millions of years, and you still don't
hold
even get
on.
To
don't
whatever.
Go messing with the speed of light, man. As soon as you get close to the speed of light, you start messing with time.
Well,
we're
well
talking
aware.
About the theory
that's,
of relativity.
That's right.
You start talking about size,
that's right.
Physical size.
Yes.
The size
it's
of space,
crazy.
It's asinine.
Quantum. I don't
you could
even
stack every planet
about.
In a row and it still wouldn't get to the moon from Earth. If you took every planet there is and stacked them next to Earth in a row, it wouldn't get to the moon yet. That's how
crazy.
Huge space is.
Which is
yeah,
crazy.
Space is just, it's beyond. All right, so what blows your mind? Obviously, all of outer space blows your mind. John Ritchie and everyone at 215-592-9494. John, what blows your mind?
I'm glad that we did this because thinking through what really blows my mind, there's something out there that completely floors me, and I can go get this thing and observe it today.
Okay.
I think on my way home from Borgata, I'm going to buy a Venus flytrap. Venus flytraps blow my mind, and they
always
have.
Wait, what do you mean on the way home? Is there like a roadside Venus flytrap shop?
I don't know. Maybe there's.
You
maybe
don't know
it,
the
like,
Venus flytrap spot?
No,
maybe
Dev.
You know, like in. It, I, you know, like a Kmart or like in the, there's a place
I don't know
where
if those exist
you
anymore.
Got like pots of trees and stuff.
Okay,
I don't know.
Got it.
I'll look it up online. Venus flytraps are plants that will eat flies. They will eat meat. You can like, I hate flies too. That's an incredible symbiotic relationship. I want to kill every fly I see. And here's a plant that also wants to kill every fly he or she sees. I don't know if it's a he or she. Is that even a thing?
I don't know.
But
that.
They're amazing, and they eat flies.
All right, Devin, what blows your mind? I don't know if it'll be as
I can reach that level. Yeah. But Cleopatra, the last pharaoh of Egypt, lived closer to us in present day than she did to the construction of the pyramids of Giza.
I've
That's
heard
a great
that one.
One.
It yeah. is a great fact.
Crazy.
Yeah, because that was like
because I think I said it at the start of our show yeah. one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think the pyramids were around 2500 BC, something like that. Rhea, what blows your mind?
Well, Joe, you've pointed out from time to time I have an unhealthy obsession with referees.
Yes.
So do you know how much Super Bowl referees are paid?
Good question. Let me take a stab.
Okay.
So it's an honor to get the game because you're considered one of, if not the best in the season. How much are you paid in the game? I will say $18,000.
Now, way more.
I thought it was way more than it was. It's between $30,000 and $50,000.
Wow, good guess, Joe.
Thank
I would have guessed
you were very close.
Yeah. Well, they don't want the ref to make $1 million, and so if they give them, you know,
yeah, I would guess there's a couple
you know then there's the side
something.
Check they're going to get from the Chiefs.
Nice.
We're a fan. All right, Seltzer, what blows your mind?
This is wild to me. If you shuffle a deck of 52 cards. The amount of possible variations that you can come up with is the number 8 with 67 zeros after it.
Wow.
67 zeros. Apparently, wow. It's 80,000 Vigintillion is the name of the number.
Wow.
I've never even heard of it.
Wow.
867 zeros after is the amount of possible variations with one deck of cards.
Wild.
Vigintillion.
Wild.
Never heard of that.
All right, give us great answers for what blows your mind. Also, I'll tell you something really cool. Don't blow my mind, but it's cool. Brandon Graham. Probably going to play in the Super Bowl. What he said after practicing yesterday. We'll play you that audio. We'll rock your calls. What blows your mind and your early thoughts on Super Bowl 59. All right, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet would like to wish the Birds the best of luck. Together, let's drive 4 touchdowns, many touchdowns. With the offense coming up on 2 Sundays from now, visit ArminChevy.com. Well, it's not an offensive question. It's a defensive question. We ask you, who is the Eagles' defensive MVP this year? Is it A, Zach Bond, who is up for Defensive Player of the Year, or B, Jalen Carter, who is not actually up for Defensive Player of the Year? Who is the Defensive Player of the Year for the Eagles, Bond or Carter? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, I want to express condolences to the family of Jim Solano. People may know the name Jim Solano, who is a big-time agent, represented many Eagles through the years, many. And very, very close to a number of people close to our show, including Seth Joyner. He was Seth's agent. He was Clyde Simmons' agent. He actually represented 18 different players in the 1980 Eagles. Very
wow.
accomplished. Yeah, very accomplished. Close with Vermeil. Obviously, they had to work together to a certain extent. You got to form a team and, you know, sign players and stuff. So, great man. I got to know him in recent years. Great man. He passed away recently. Funerals later today. Condolences to the Solano family. A great man. 2-1. And he was also, by the way, and this is a big honor, when Harold Carmichael went in the Hall of Fame like 30, 40 years after his career, Jim is who Harold selected to put his gold jacket on.
It's wow, cool. Massive honor.
That's a massive honor. You think he could have picked Jaws,
Harold.
He could have picked Vermeil.
Yeah.
He picked Jim Solano. So,
wow.
Harold
that's
is
really cool.
one of the like purest, yeah. the one of the people that is mostly pure, like
no
the
question.
Most pure good
I'm
that
with
just
you,
like exudes out of him. He
totally.
Is the ultimate like good,
love him.
Upstanding individual.
Yeah, I love him. I'm with
wow.
him, man.
And to be like the one that
yeah,
that
it's an
he
honor.
Respects
yeah.
the most. Hey, would you induct me? Wow.
Yeah. Big time.
That is
Big time.
Amazing.
215-592-9494. One other thing before we go to the phones. James, just catch us up a little bit on the Phillies, because we haven't talked much about them, obviously, for 3 or 4 weeks. So I think the things we have not covered, they signed
haven't
a pitcher.
Haven't missed too much.
No,
in their
no,
words.
No,
yeah.
That is true.
Yep.
So they signed a Japanese pitcher and lost Carlos Estevez yesterday. Walk us through your thoughts.
Yeah, so the Japanese pitcher, Koyo Aoyagi, I believe. I'm not pronunciation.
Easy to say.
Yeah. But look, I don't think he's going to make a massive impact. He could make the roster and all that. I think this is the Phillies trying to dip their toe into the Japanese market and really start to, as we've seen, like the Dodgers signed Sasaki and Yamamoto and all these guys in a row, obviously Shohei prior to that, where, you know, there are big time players coming out of Japan now. And it seems like these players don't want to go to a team that doesn't have a foothold there. So I think that move was kind of the Phillies trying to start to add more Japanese players into their system.
I wonder if they feel an obligation. Obligation is not the right word. A lean toward carrying him to try to solidify that relationship. Or if you cut him, you're the team that cut the Japanese guy.
It's a minor league contract. Like, I know. We'll see. I think they're starting to try and get that way. And then, like, Estevez, he signed with the Royals.
He let him down.
Yeah,
he let him down. Estevez let him down in the postseason.
I can't tell you I saw it and went, oh, no.
No one really cares.
It's fine. Look, they do need another reliever, though, I think is the takeaway.
I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
I felt confident with the way the ball exploded off of his hand at one point, but then it just didn't feel like he did it with enough command and consistency.
And it was just hard contact, and he didn't miss bats enough.
I'll make it real simple. The success he had in the first half of the season with – what team was it, James?
Angels.
All right, the Angels. It was a fluke. You look at his career, he wasn't a 2-something ERA pitcher. He was a 4-something ERA pitcher.
He had 2 good years,
Hey, he's not that good. All right, let's go to the phones. Birds in the Super Bowl in 9 days. Your early thoughts on the game. Also, shortly, we're going to get to what Brandon Graham said yesterday after practicing with the Eagles. Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, everybody. What's up?
Hi, Dan.
Quite a bit.
Weird fact, he's brought up how much referees make, right? You know how much the guys that wipe up the sweat on the court at basketball games make?
Well, hold on. Pro NBA game?
Is that a towel?
Or a high school gym?
Yep. A towelman?
Yes.
Boy, I'm going to say it's not much. So per game, I'll say $100.
No, it's like $90,000 a year.
Wow. What?
So that's $1,000. That's $1,000 a game. But hold on. Hold on.
No way.
Are they doing more than that?
It's less than $1,000 a game because you only do home games. You're not like going on the road to
so
do that.
It's a little more than $2,000 a game. Joe, are they doing more? But hold on, Dan. Are they doing more than that?
I don't know. That's all I see them do. But yeah, it's like
That can't be right.
Google it.
Well, they may have more responsibilities than just the 2.5 hours of the game, for what it's worth.
Could be, but it's still a wild.
Could be the guy that deflates the balls for Tom Brady. You know, you never know.
Wild amount of money to watch your team courtside. You know,
right? Man.
Yes.
But although they should be paying people to watch him. But on the other hand, when it comes to the Eagles, like I have respect for the Chiefs, right? You have to. Andy Reid is Patrick Mahomes, but for me, this is one of the best defenses I've ever seen in my lifetime as an Eagle.
I think it's the second best. I actually would put it ahead of the Jim Johnson groups. And that's saying something.
Wait until we put a cherry on top of this season.
Well, that would be.
How are you going to feel about it when it's all
still
said
the second
and done,
best?
But
I don't know, Reggie, Seth. You know,
Dan,
I get to the back here.
No, James, you can't do that. Those guys did not lose in 91 because of the defense. That is not fair.
That's true. So as I go into this game with respect and not hesitant or fear, you know, you just respect the team because of how good it is. I walk in with confidence. You know, I don't see us losing unless we beat ourselves, which that can happen.
It sounds to me like, Dan, you're saying you don't fear Kansas City, and I think that's faulty.
No, I do, but I think we're better than them.
I agree with that.
No, this is all about calibrating, figuring out how we compare to the best of the best, and that is the big question.
Top.
Yeah, I do think we're better than the best. They are the best. They were the best, and they're going for the best the third year in a row, which is amazing. And I think this is where we sort of put a foot down and we become the roadblock and we divert the road. And now we've got a beautiful stream and avenue of success running our way.
What do you come up with? You just pull this stuff out of your hiney. I mean, what the stream? We're talking football. Now all of a sudden I'm thinking of a dam and like diverting water and stuff. What are we doing?
Yeah, put your foot in the middle of the
All right, Dan, I need an answer, pal.
Are you doing Beat the Hammer today?
Of course.
I don't think you should. It's a bye before the Super Bowl. I wish
I had thought of that. That would have been a great call, Dan.
I think you got to pull it, man. I do. I don't know.
You think you should throw Beat the Hammer?
I think you should just skip it this week. You have to follow the schedule.
Interesting,
Doug.
That's interesting. I mean, we do have people that wait on bated breath. I don't even know why it's bated breath, because I never even use the word bated other than bated breath. But, Dan, give me what blows your mind. Bated.
All right, to go with my team and not be mean to you this year, being nice to you, Joe, I had a different answer. But it blows my mind, Jimmy, you're going to get some shrapnel, that Jimmy can't get Sylvester Stallone on the show.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, all right?
You're working on it.
I am working on it. No, I am.
How old are you, Joe, with your hiney?
No, I mean,
you got to find a new ride. It's a keister or something.
The rump.
That's also.
Tuchus. the cheeks.
Tush.
The derriere.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Backside.
The
posterior.
The glutes.
The buttocks.
Booty.
Oh, we're on a roll here. Well
Can.
Done. Well done. All right. I like it. All right. I also love Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham, I think he's going to play in the Super Bowl. And you listen to him talk after the practice yesterday. I think you'll feel even more confident of that when you hear. Let's listen to Brandon Graham. So he practiced limited participant yesterday. Eagles practiced full, but he was limited. Brandon Graham after the practice.
How did it feel to be back out there?
Felt good, man. We just taking it one day at a time. You know, man, I'm all smiles right now, man. Just enjoying, you know, just the whole ride. Just been rehabbing, getting to this moment, trying to keep everything in, just trying to make sure that I just, you know, do whatever I can for the team. And, you know, we just been pushing, trying to get back, and everything went good so far.
What are some of the benchmarks from here on out? Is it just how you feel after practicing a few days? Just what are the things that would, I guess, keep you from playing in the game?
Well, I think if I'm really striking and it's not feeling really good. I mean, today I struck a little bit and I didn't feel anything, so I'm not really worried about it. But we is gonna ramp it up a little more every day, and I'm just happy that I ain't out of shape. You know, that's the biggest thing, because it's been a little while. But it was cool to kind of get individual, and then tomorrow I'll probably get some team reps. And you know, it was good. But we just taking it one day at a time, just trying to go out there and help the team, because we're trying to go win this game.
You feel like you're in a good place. You're optimistic about being in that game.
I do feel good.
He's playing in the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah, he is. I would bet pretty much everything to my name that he's playing.
Like, we all know he's positive guy, but even for him, if he didn't feel good, I don't think he'd get all those answers.
It was a beautiful answer when he basically said he's looking for some sort of sign that says, hey, there's pain, there's something, hey, heads up. He felt nothing. It's he great. Felt nothing that was a heads up while he was out there. The only thing, the only thing that could happen here is, you know, the day after, a little bit of soreness, that sort of thing.
Okay.
You don't know for sure how it responds, but man, what a great sign. And it does sort of line up with the way he has been smiling while we've been around him. Now, he smiles all the time.
Yeah,
we know he's got that personality.
Right. This was like a coy smile, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
When we've discussed this,
for a
you know,
couple
him
weeks
coming
now.
Back. Yeah.
I agree.
It's like there's an unspoken happiness that he can't really convey, and it can't really come through on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
It feels like he knows he's
playing. It is pretty remarkable. I think they told him that the average time to recuperate from this is like 4 months, and it's only been 2.5.
Yeah, his must have been not that bad, if I had to guess.
I mean, he
had to have some good luck in there, because, you know, he told us on Tuesday he really did think he was out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it was misdiagnosed, but I'm just saying it probably was not as severe as some other people, I would think. You know what'll be interesting if he does play? Is it Bryce Huff deactivated or just some random special teams guy? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think it might depend, too, on how much they think he can give. And you know, if someone gets hurt, can he play 30 snaps if he had to? Like, that kind of stuff.
No, that's true. 215-592-9494. Devin, early look ahead of the game. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
So I'm the opposite of Richie and you, Joe. Just like traditionally when it comes to Philly sports, I tend to lean, I don't want to say negative, but more cautious, right? Like, I'm never the person that's like, the Eagles are winning it all this year. The Phillies are winning it all. I have hope. So that's why it's weird that I feel very confident going into this game. Huh. Like the Chiefs, yes, you know, they're a dynasty, and Patrick Mahomes is one of the best, if not the best quarterback ever in the NFL. But you look at these matchups, and the Eagles have the advantage in every category except for quarterback and maybe head coach. But what gives me hope for the Eagles in this one is that they've been there before, right? So in 2022, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, you know, they had all been there before. It was the Eagles, at least for that group, you know, most of their first times experiencing that whirlwind of media, of everything that goes into flying out to, at that time, Arizona, this time New Orleans for a full week. And now most of the Eagles have experienced that, and I'm sure that they're passing down, you know, the knowledge and wisdom that they learned from their first trip to the younger guys and guys who haven't experienced
Hopefully they know if they have a 10-point halftime lead. Stay locked in.
And also, Jonathan Gannon isn't defensive coordinator anymore.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not saying they weren't locked in, but I mean, you know, I've always wondered, did they, you know, let the gas off the pedal or let the foot off the pedal a little bit at halftime? I don't know. I mean, I know as a fan, I felt really confident at halftime.
Yeah.
I just did. And then, you know, the second half was a
Remember, Patrick Mahomes looked really injured.
Well, he looked really injured.
Well,
that's
also, we know this, the Super Bowl halftime is a thing. If you've never done it before, I mean, we hear every player who's ever played in the Super Bowl talk about, like, the 30-minute halftime show and how different it is and how hard it is to maintain your energy. Hopefully that experience will help this group, since so many of them just did it.
And I got to tell you, I hadn't thought of it in a bit until Kelsey brought it up yesterday on our show. I still cannot believe that the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to a decent extent because the NFL provided a bad field.
100%.
I can't.
It's outrageous.
Now, and yes, Nick should have known, changed the cleats earlier.
Yeah, when he said that, when Jason said we should have, you know, we should have changed at halftime, I was like, well.
But you know what also struck me when he said that, Rhea? I'm still surprised they didn't think of it before the game. I mean, like,
they did.
People were slipping in the first half.
Yeah.
You
so I would imagine they, you know, maybe.
You do think of it, but then
but they didn't do it.
Some guys do change and other guys it becomes messy and then you regret.
Man, oh, man. All right, let's get to Mark in Delaware. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, team. Hey, I'm so fired up about this game. And let me just, I just think the Eagles have a better roster, and they have a better roster than what they did a couple of years ago.
I agree with both of those things. Yep.
We got studs, Mark. We got young studs on the defensive side. Holy cow. Well, on both sides, we got studs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the young guys, Mulata, Dickerson, Devontae Smith, Reed Blankenship, they're all better than what they were a couple of years ago. You know, comparing the rosters, you got Barkley over Sanders, you got Mikael Becton over Sal Mathieu, Bourne over Edwards, the defensive backs, Mitchell and Cooper over Bradbury and Epps. I mean, they're just a much better roster.
You know, much better, maybe much better. I don't know. I'll say this, Mark. I think 2 years ago, because there had been less ride and decide quarterbacks across the league, I don't think defensive coordinators were as good at combating that style of offense as they are now. I think that's part of why you saw numbers down offensively across the league this year. So I think the Eagles had an offensive advantage 2 years ago that it has been limited a little bit because all 32 defensive coordinators have poured so many hours into it over the last 24 months.
But you see that the way things have readjusted is that
you run the ball.
We're on top.
Yeah. No, you run the ball.
Everyone has adjusted. We've figured out how to rise back above it.
Yeah. But it does remind me a little bit of how, like, Foles was less effective as time. Like, not so much Foles, but the Doug offense. You know, he had something in 2017 that was cooking when they reinvented it, and then defenses made adjustments, and, you know what I'm saying. All right, Mark, pal, you got a shot to win the Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind, Mark?
Man, I would say the human fingerprint, but I would know I'm not going to get the camera's vote on that one. So let me say the chainsaw was first invented for childbirth in Scotland in the late 18th century.
Wow.
And it wasn't until the 20th century that it was used for wood chopping.
Can I just ask, what was the purpose in childbirth?
I don't want to know.
Is it the cord? Are we cutting the cord?
No, you're going to have to Google it.
All right, and that I'm not going to do.
No, thanks.
But fair enough, Mark. Appreciate the call.